This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, this is Random Order Podcast, episode 118. It's your boy, Jay, y'all, man.
This is the first time I introduced myself by initials, man. I'm kind of feeling that. I'm in the building with Jermaine Richards. We got B-Baby Trey in the building, Trevon Richards.
Yes, sir. Get your stretch here and make sure you get that in.
Hey, man, we got Double S on the West. Chef Sebastian. It's been a very wholesome episode, man. We talked about the most cutting-edge topics
on male podcasts today.
City Bus is cutting you off.
Speed the Movie featuring Keanu Reeves. Sharp Furniture from the 1990s. The worst injuries in our lives, of course. My dad choosing to be broke sometimes. Guys, you gotta go press them buttons, man. You gotta smash that like. You gotta smash that subscribe.
Oh, yeah. Man, play that G shit for me, man.
Yeah.
Right away.
118 style.
Right away.
Friday style.
Yes, we in the same pose.
Aha. We just smashed a little pizza.
Woo! We just freaked the pizza.
Then crushed. It was more than that, though, man. We went downstairs. We did art, man.
Come on.
That's how we getting down. Episode 118, man. We out here hanging out.
Yep. We actually in the building.
We locked in.
We locked in.
Oh, that's a good sound.
Good sound, man.
That is a... Oh, man. Ooh. Lock that phone. Damn, that shit sounds like... Some
that's that fuck that shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's that actually fuck man. That shit, man. Man, fucked it.
Good sound, man. I wonder how they made that. It seems like something... Like maybe like a stapler or something.
Can you make a digital sound?
I think it's from
sound,
a Jaquan like, beat.
Oh, maybe they like took out frequencies out the kick. Out the clap, sorry.
Tim Cook was like, hold on. Like, I know this song back in the day. He used to come on BET a lot.
You ever crump before? Like
I tried, yeah.
Crib?
I watched the Chris Brown video, actually.
We're trying to find it, bro. Mm-hmm. I swear they wiped the internet. Yeah, or we're in a parallel universe. Because that video was that video, and it was there, and it was on YouTube.
Yeah.
And Chris Brown had very, very large jeans.
Yeah.
Very large shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And he was giving crumping instructions. And I believe we said this, but my brother was following those. And he gave himself a black eye. He literally fucking punched himself in the face.
Ooh.
Right.
Crumping,
you know,
I believe it.
Yeah, following that video.
Yeah.
It was 360p. It wasn't that clear.
Yeah.
He smashed his fucking eye.
I do. Bro,
that's
kind of
fucked
that.
To give yourself a black eye.
I got defensive because I thought you were talking about me because I give myself a black eye.
Ooh.
Ooh. You did that before?
He twice.
Yeah, how? Twice.
He was playing basketball with a stationary object. You know the pole in your basement?
Yes.
Yes.
In the basement, he was crossing that shit out. Got crossed out.
Essentially.
And then, same basement. My man ran into fucking the stairs.
Who, me?
Yeah, the stair banister.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I couldn't believe it was like in the same week. I'm like, bro, how you get two black guys? Bro, he had
Cause
both
like Tanisha
eyes.
Piggyback or something.
Yeah. My little sister piggyback and ran straight into the fucking banister.
That ain't
double
right.
Black dad.
That ain't right, brother.
Yo, I don't know, man. As a kid, I was that's as wild as I got, man. Thank God I never really ran around breaking limbs and shit. Like, I was, two black eyes, fell off my bike.
Was that the peak of your injuries?
Yeah, I'd say so.
That's the worst it got, yeah?
What's your worst spill, Sheldon?
Right here, I ran into the banister. Not the banister, the knob of a dresser drawer.
As a baby?
Yeah, and I was probably like, I was walking. I'm like four, maybe five. Damn. We had like beds, like we had like two beds. So we push them together and we jump off both beds, do type shit, you know what I'm saying? But we'd always run around. But one time my brother just jumped back the other way onto the bed. But so I'm like, I'm finna do that. That's my big bro. I'm finna get like him.
Following
so
his footsteps,
Jump, couldn't stop. Swim. Boom. And then my fucking shit exploded. I went to the hospital. got stitches. It was bad stuff. I just remember like looking in the mirror and seeing like a spider web of blood on my face.
God.
And I just passed out.
No kids should see that shit.
Yeah. I couldn't handle that shit.
Furniture in the 90s is way too sharp for no reason.
Sharp. So you already know.
Corners. Yeah. You know the fucking bed frames, the common bed frames with the metal wheel?
Yeah,
And it barely rolls?
Oh, yeah.
Sharp, bro. Razor. Yeah. You get out of bed making your bed.
Yeah.
Every day. Yeah. Bro, why is it so sharp? Yeah. Sometimes it has a plastic protector. Yeah. So shit ain't so sharp. Yeah, that should be sharp.
It still hurts. Yeah.
That should be sharp.
Sharper. It's like it gets sharper over time.
Yeah. It's sharp. Every time it scratches, it's stronger.
It's fucking fiercer.
I'm going to get your ass next time.
Wow. And it used to protrude, too. Like, it was a bad design.
It sticking out of the way?
Yeah.
Don't just sleep with the money.
Yeah.
Dirty man. You want to sleep, don't you? You don't want to be on the ground.
And you couldn't even swear as a kid?
What?
This one time I was play fighting with Ryan.
Yeah.
And my dad thinks he's a fucking Egyptian prince. This nigga gets some big ass bed. And it was just like that type of furniture, like Sopranos. It was for real. Like,
very fancy, like Greek, like, Roman. Like, with the you know what I mean? With the curly, very fancy corners. They had the pillars engraved into the side. It was so dramatic for a fucking dresser. I'm like, okay, nigga, just put boxers and condoms here.
Yeah, this shit is bullshit here, bro. Like, gorgeous. But his shit was like literally like coming out like claws on the corner.
Yeah.
So like there are hooves.
Oh, it's like a fist.
It's
like
coming
wooden,
out.
Yeah, wooden fist, but it was sharp like a beak.
Yeah.
So like this. Yeah.
Terrible for children.
So my dad buys like even bigger comforters to like kind of fill the bed. So as a kid now, you're jumping onto the bed. You can very much well just slip right on and you're just on the carpet. You're like, yo, wait, it was like a portable.
Yeah.
So I'm play fighting with Ryan one day. I'm fucking tussing, whatever. Personally, I think I'm holding my own.
Okay.
I'm
getting down.
Yeah, okay. Doing my thing.
Okay.
And for some reason, he picked me up. Like, fucking, like, we're both on our knees on the bed. He picked me up and, like, fucking threw me or some shit. Like, kind of to the corner of the bed.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
And I hit the corner of the dresser on the back of my head. And I looked at him. It was just, like, a fucking, like, blunt pain. I said, yo, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
I blew up. I was crying for so long.
Oh, fuck, bro.
Long story short, I had to get a haircut, but I got a big ass fucking bump there. Nigga had to cut her.
He was mole man for a couple haircut cycles.
Yeah.
He had to cut around the cut because it couldn't touch it. It was bad. Damn. I think I probably still have the mark there, but yeah, man.
You gotta let kids wear headbands in school, or at least
like hats. Cover up a bit.
Yeah, you gotta, you know what I mean? It's a cruel world. You remember?
I sure
you were 10 once.
For sure.
Take off your hat. Make it see. Take off. Everyone's looking at you. What's nigga not taking off? I gotta see this now.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. Take off your hat. Come on.
Take your hand off your head.
Oh my god. Yeah. Like. Okay. My hand. They got out of hand sometimes, man.
They said at my school, headbands are gang related.
Headbands.
I said, yeah. Nigga, basketball and sweat.
Yeah.
Allen Iverson.
You know, I never like realized what headbands even do until recently.
Sweat.
Yeah, but I'm like, it keeps out your eyes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never realized that till now.
It looks cool as shit, too. That's probably why.
I skipped to that. Yeah.
Nah, my eyebrows are so bushy, I don't even, that's not even a problem for me. So sweat going to my eyes.
And I guess the same for sweatbands.
Well, for your hands.
So your hands. Ah. You're playing ball, you don't want the sweat to get onto your hands.
Or your ankle bands. You don't want your socks
you don't
want
to get
wet.
On the Kobes.
Hey.
You don't want it to get on the cold.
That's right. That damn salt water. I hate when you sweat out a black tea. You ain't get to your flag's favorite new black tea. You just check on it the next day, nigga. Salt.
Oh, my God. Salt beach. Rims. Margarita rims, man. It's fucking
margarita
crazy.
Margarita rims.
We went to go grab a drink. And I'm just like, I think the restaurant's closing. And then this lady's just like, I'm like, oh, can we get a seat? We're just getting drinks. She's like, yeah, you have to sit at the bar. I'm like, can we sit at the table? She's like, ooh, you have to order food.
Yo, what?
That's so dumb.
Get one bread.
But this is the thing, though. I understand it to a degree, because if it's, like, busy, you want a table to get more money. But it wasn't busy.
I was empty.
It's just, where are you
absolutely
putting the
empty.
Where are you putting the thing? That's it. You have things, which are cups. Yeah. Where are you putting them? Bar or table? Yeah. Why do I have to get fries?
We did them fries and shit, man. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm saying? Good for sitting those down.
You got to go with it sometimes, man.
The thing is, I can't stand sitting like in line. Like, if we're all at a bar and I'm sitting like here, you're there, and Sean's here, it's like one guy's getting left out.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, that's how fucking pigs eating shit and horses and shit.
Yeah.
Like, let me converse, man.
I get a good bar sometimes.
But I don't like fucking, like, so what is that? Was, yeah. Eating sideways and shit, nigga.
And I'm way too,
nigga,
like,
over there. Yeah. Don't talk to me over. Bar rules and regulations, nigga. If you are on the other side, don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me. Yeah.
This is my partner.
Yeah. It's so true.
I'd be trying to fucking, like, just think for the other person beside me. So I'd be just, like, in mid-conversation, I'm, like, trying to include you. Yeah, so what you think? Watch the... So you guys watch Nope?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Ab work. Just straight
show
ab
them the profile version of that real quick.
So one guy right here on my right, one guy here on my left.
Another bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, camera's another bro. So I'd just be, you know what I mean, talking to my bros, like, oh, y'all seen the movie Nope?
Includes the whole bar.
Come on, man.
That's etiquette.
You gotta watch out for it, man.
You gotta know that. I hate when I'm having a conversation, nigga. Do the...
Yeah.
Hey, nigga, you start my conversation, nigga. Tap two.
I just don't like it. We're just way too big, man. I feel too vulnerable at a bar. Unless I'm on my dolos, like, you know, but...
Yeah. It's big shit. I don't know. Maybe to me, it's big shit.
Popping, man.
Why I can't also... Like, if I don't make eye contact with you, we're not saying hi. I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah.
I'm too big to be fucking walk around screaming and shit.
Literally.
Everybody looking at me and think it's an event. Yeah. Shit. Fucking
someone's here.
Scenario. We got to lock in first.
Yeah.
And, I'm not chasing after nobody and shit. As a big nigga, little nigga, just get it done. Hey, what up, nigga? Niggas be popping
move
up around
niggas. The room.
Oh,
shit,
yeah. What's up?
What are you doing? I was working the room.
It's like, it's
I'll be at my spot.
Yeah, but when you're not at your spot and you go out to eat on one off occasions that you get like called out or whatever, and then they go sit you down in a busy restaurant and it's tight as hell. Like, the chairs are way too close to each other and they're saying, no, right over here. I'm like, ma'am, you're standing next to me and I'm towering over you. Mm.
Can you four guys right here on this one small circle table?
Right, this is not going to work. Literally, I came to a point where I'm like, all right, I'm not even trying. This is not going to work. We got to go somewhere else. All right, like, I got to wait for another.
You got to, like, lock legs. That's the only way. Like, off of, like, four-way. Like, we got stitch.
Went to Sauté Brothers in Montreal, man, and Frank took care of us. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, what a guy, sir.
Yeah.
What
I said,
guy.
Bro, when you ask someone their name and they have a cool way of telling you their name, I said, what's your name, man? He took care of us all night. He was cool. He knew what to say. He was saying the right things. Napkins there, clean plates, new chops. It was crazy. Everything
felt like
we
a baby,
was,
newborn baby boy.
We had the menus. Like, oh, my. He said, you want me to just send everything to the table? I'll just kind of take care of it. You guys want to start naming shit?
Mm-hmm. Shut the menu. Yeah. Here you go.
Yes.
Walks away.
Get crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
End of the night, I'm just like, yo, man, everything was delicious. What's your name? Points to the fucking wall.
Not one word. My name was up there.
So what's your name? He wasn't even busy talking or nothing, nigga. He had time, nigga. He was very capable. That's the ultimate flex, yo, nigga. I'm the restaurant.
And the thing is, it was in our vision the whole time, and none of us seen it.
And that was like when the meal finished. I'm like, oh, that's the owner.
Yeah. And then when we turned back, he wasn't there anymore.
He hit us with the full price bill, though.
That's what
I
said. That's
what you said, though. I gotta hate it, but I gotta respect
it. Yo, he let his man like, put the paper to the wood.
Shit. That's how you do business.
Real.
Yeah.
I fuck with that, man.
I'm Frank.
I like to think I left it healthy, too.
Good.
I've heard in the streets that we weren't leaving good. I'm like, there's no way, man. These days, I'm tipping good.
Yeah,
man. Just on some good, like, you know what I mean?
No, I'm still on that shit of like, bro, if you're not doing your job, like, if you're not, like, not even doing your job, if you're just not acting right, you're not trying to talk to me, I'll still leave a tip. But, like, Frank did his thing. Frank gets a tip.
Yeah, for sure.
Took care of us, rah, rah, rah. Like, you're always expecting that. But, like, certain people, remember Auntie Joy?
Of course.
Took care of us. I was like, oh, so sweet. Took care of her.
What's like a bad restaurant? What's a bad tip? 15% is good, right?
That's like baseline.
The baseline, yeah.
That's what the streets are saying.
That's the lowest
baseline
one
used to be like, was it 10?
10.
Remember niggas in the streets were saying, 10 is the minimum. Now it's 15, but 15, some of them start at 20.
I usually just hit the first option these days, which is,
you know. A lot of the places I've been going to, like recently, I've been having ties with them. We went to go see our fish man the other day, man.
Oh, you bet we did.
That's all it. That's it.
We're gonna You're not going to tell him the fish spot?
Nope.
Niggas really hate you for that, bro. There's actually a small community of people who just fucking hate that you talk about restaurants and not tell them.
I'll be telling y'all, man.
Eventually he tell y'all though.
Nah, go support my man. It's called Yoon's Fish Store on College. Fresh eats. You can put it on a salad. You can put it on rice.
I don't think I've been there.
Yeah, man. It's a little blue house. You can't miss it. You can't sit inside. You take it to go.
Is it?
Add avocado, steamed vegetables.
We went together one time together, with Julian,
we took you there with Julian.
I think we got sandwiches.
Yeah. I took a picture of you there.
Oh, yeah. That's spot. It's almost like you'll forget it,
but it's like clean
yes,
eats.
Yes.
Yoon's. Y-U-N-E-S. Trying to throw him off a little bit.
Z-R-S.
You figure it out.
He should slap that S-Z on there.
Man.
Yeah, nah. He's clean, man. Clean eats, man. Support my man.
Clean eats 2022, man. Except for what we just did.
What we just did, yeah.
Facts.
For anyone who's been following the vlogs, man, we got them US visas.
Yeah!
About time, Joe Biden.
Yeah!
Open up them doors.
Yeah! They don't let the GDs. Chill out.
No association.
No association.
Yeah, you're right.
I am a company.
We are doing work in the
Daylight Travon in
the United States of America. We need Rattamore Studios, Orlando, man.
I'm telling you, man. Rattamore Studios,
it's
Orlando.
Gonna come. It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
We just do an all abs episode.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a ball court in there on green screen. Anyone that wants to see me, so come here.
Live on green screen.
Britney Spears mic.
4K footage.
Remember, this is manifestation. This is not even, I'm telling you guys.
Bro, that would be fire.
It's going to be fire. Because I can see you one-on-one and show them. Yeah. I don't play that. Britney Spears mics. It has to happen.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, with the
full body.
Britney Spears and the sweatbands.
Whatever you're doing.
Random order fucking sweatbands.
Live pizza making experience.
Nice. After the game. Yeah, why not?
I'm telling you, man. It's going to be a zooby.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question.
Here's it.
How do you feel when someone cuts you off as a driver?
I don't get cut off. What do you mean by that? Like, just like, I ain't never.
First off, relax. First off, chill.
There's nowhere. One.
No, I'm just, I'm
really. I cut you off a couple times. I got your ass.
No, but what is like.
I didn't cut you off the other day.
But like, what is cut off? Like, to me, cut off is like, I'm in the seat like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to break that hard to be like.
Like, it's disruptive?
Yeah, like, if someone just like.
Like, aggressive.
What is your definition of
cut off?
Yeah,
like, what is cut
aggressive
off? You feel
lane
me?
Change?
I ain't never been like.
All right, we do two different things.
Shoot.
Yeah. The first one.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm talking about an aggressive lane switch, but not putting you in danger. But Disney just definitely
like
puts
a hey
his
asshole.
Shoulder.
Okay,
yeah.
No, I don't. Hey, asshole. That's
like that. Not like a what the. You know,
nah. Not hey, dickhead.
I'll probably be like, look at this guy. I'll probably say that to myself.
You don't feel the urge to like.
Nah, I don't feel the urge to get crazy.
You don't, your RPMs don't go up for a second?
Nah.
You just calm down.
I
get more mad at the TTC, bro, because the TTC be feeling like
yo, them not have no more.
No
safety.
Yo,
man,
they don't give a fuck,
bro. Even the street cars. San Francisco know what I'm talking about. Them fucking street guards are danger.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are the devils, all of them.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, they'll let you crash right beside them, bro. I'm creeping. Yeah. You, the,
yeah.
Ding, ding.
It's crazy, bro.
Fuck you.
I get mad at them niggas.
Yeah, those guys are bad.
I see. The thing is, you see this world as a simulation sometimes. Because we drive, we're pretty decent drivers. We're really good drivers.
Okay.
Except for myself.
Hell yeah, nigga.
Yeah, I feel no tickets, no accidents.
I'm just waiting to y'all speak up for yourselves.
My track record clean.
Because I don't want to say niggas say this and then people say I'm coming at them being bad drivers. But we know what the bus capable of. Sometimes I feel like this world's simulation because I'm like, everybody should know what the bus capable of, but every intersection or every, and like, so often you see a fucking bus with the four wheels on and the car hit.
Mm. No, ultimately they win. Like, if it comes down
to
it,
they win. Exactly. That's all why you stop every time.
But sometimes they're dangerous. I'm going too fast.
Yeah, and some people still go. I'm like, bro, you know the buses are depth on them, like, them type of things.
Bro, they cut in like a shoe put on things. A shoe horn.
Yeah.
Bro. It's a big fucking wedge. You have no choice but to merge to the other. It's like a lane ending.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
I would call it. If they had a sticker on there saying, how's my driver? I'll call.
I'll let them
or it'll be a hate inbox.
Yeah.
No one's leaving good shit.
Ever. Nah.
Listen, I was on the transit and I loved the driving. What can I say? Amazing left turn.
You got me to work on time.
Man, y'all motherfuckers saw speed. That's what it is, right? The girl, was it Halle Berry in this shit? I'm the worst nigga in movies, bro. The one? No, she did her thing in Call. Shout out.
Was it the Call?
No, we're talking about the one with the, on the bus. Who's on the bus? Was that Halle Berry?
Oh, Denzel Washington.
What speed. The fuck? I don't see a speed, to be
speed
honest.
Speed bus.
You said Halle Berry?
And Mr. Cruz.
Keanu Reeves. How did I fuck this up? Wasn't there a woman on
that's
this?
That's Keanu?
Yeah, that's K. That's young K.
Yo, wow. It looks good.
Halle Berry turned it down.
Halle Berry turned up.
I don't want to drive that bus.
Wait, who the fuck?
Maybe this is not.
Nah, this is the Mandela effect. I swear I remember.
Where are we?
Who's the female lead?
Wait, why don't you go to IBM DB?
Fucking Sandra Bullock.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, never mind. I remember that. We're in the same universe. We all did. Yeah.
I was lost there for a second.
Yeah,
but no one was paying attention.
You ain't see this shit?
Whoa. No. What's that?
Speed, motherfucker.
God damn, we just talked about it for like...
It's one of those situations. You probably played it in a game or some shit where if you go below a certain speed, it's like a terrorist attack where if you go below a certain speed, the bus blows up. So she ripping that shit.
Oh, that's what that movie... Yeah, I never seen it, to be honest.
What? Look at this pic, bro.
Yeah. So she just shredding 50 the whole way.
No, she doing a solid one.
100?
Oh.
What was the speed?
Well, I might have just gave you guys a...
The spoiler. Biggest sport.
Yeah. The bus does do a obtuse angle.
I mean, why?
Is it taken off or is it landing?
No, that's in the air. That's airborne.
Yeah, it's probably a bridge that's broken.
This is a snapshot of
it's taken off. Yeah. But there's no ramp that it's leaving from to make it go
get up like that?
Like, unless it had hydraulics.
Listen, man, the 90s was a mysterious time. I don't know how they did it.
I see the string now, actually. Yeah, I mean, I watch it. The thing about old movies, I got to be into it, man, because... Yeah.
Bro, honestly, it's a speeding bus. Like, it's thrilling the whole time.
Yeah, I can imagine, like, they can't slow down type shit.
I bet. Yeah, you're a fucking blow. I think they had niggas jump. Yeah, anyways, man, check that out.
Tell me the opening scene starts with her opening the fucking door and picking up a passenger.
Sometimes I'm like, am I trying to look too deep?
Into a movie?
Like, it's just like, it's just a movie. They don't think too deep about
that
it.
That was it. Yeah. It's all good. I don't think that deep about a Hell's Kitchen episode. I just would digest it.
So what's the meaning of... When Ramsey said you muffin-faced fuck. What did it mean when he threw my duck?
My bad. I'm organizing my braid up.
We're getting out there, man.
Are people still getting grilled for, not driving... manual? Is that still a thing?
Like, you're not a pussy no more?
Like, are you? Yeah, like,
nah, in
like,
the world of EVs, world, like, nah, they hate, no, those guys hate you guys, especially. Yeah. Like, your brother doesn't look at us as men.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah.
His own brother.
Yeah. I mean, I never cared about.
Clearly, I never made that sound.
I never cared about fucking.
That's gonna be a sound for that's sure. Yeah. Good ball. Yeah, I'm.
What does that even as an adult to do that shit?
Thing about me, man. Yeah, I drop my job what I like.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro.
Because they don't make the Odyssey a standard whip. That whole Tacoma automatic.
Bro, what's the overall best whip all time?
I'm going to go Honda Civic.
Honda Civic? What year?
I like them now, but I'll say if I had to go a year, I'll say 2003. 2005.
It's the last time they gave a fuck.
Yeah, 2005. And it's just, bro, you can't defeat that whip, bro.
I think they made whips too strong to a point where, like, oh, these guys aren't buying cars from us. We gotta change everything to plastic.
Yeah.
But man, these Honda Civics are going bald. How many Honda Civics do you drive by and the paint's like, just like fizzled out?
For
like,
sure, I've noticed that too. And mine hasn't done that yet.
Nah, you got the axe.
I have an axe, so maybe it's a little bit different.
Bro, the Honda Civic specifically.
The Honda Civic, yeah, I always see that shit.
Count the bald Honda Civics.
Nah, they out there. That's terrible, man.
They out there, man.
What does that?
They're never stopping for gas, man. They're always hitting the wind. So I just...
you got to pull over sometime, nigga. Give your paint a break, nigga.
Give your fucking paint a break.
You got to give... That's what you hear an adult say. You sound crazy. You got to give it a paint a break, man. I was like, shut your old ass up, nigga.
No, man.
Shit. Fucking... Your car looks 46 years old, nigga.
Yo.
I don't know if that was like a Jamaican thing to say, bro, just to give things a break. But it's like, bro, when I was coming up, my dad would just tell me to give new things a break. I'm like, you don't even know about this.
Bro, you say give electronics a break. Like, bro, it's electric. Like, give the TV a break. Give the TV a break. Get some rest.
He can't answer this until it's turned off the plasma. Why, bro? Like,
give it a break.
You don't need it.
Bro, this, his thing, his justification was, if it's too hot, it came down to heat. What is this? No, this is just your ventilation.
Bro, in my house, I felt like it just came down to like, bro, if you having fun for too long, cut that shit off.
Bro, to this day.
Today, yeah.
Real anger from this guy. And Trevon didn't turn off his light. We're staying with him for a few months, waiting on this visa. Trevon pops out. He leaves, not even the full bed. There's like the bedroom light, and then there's like these little small lights on the side, like for the like the little windowsill thing. Mm-hmm. I'm home. Trevon's out playing ball. My dad's walking down texting.
Fucking just, yo, you locked in.
Yeah. Fucking. He's like trying to talk and text at the same time. Fucking Trevon. He's texting my group chat. I'm in with Trevon. Fucking the light. And then he sends it. Trevon, you left the light on. Grr, fuck. I swear to God, he wrote, grr, fuck.
Bro, and I'm on the other end. I'm playing ball and shit. Thinking man's about to text me like, yo, food's home when you get here. Like, I don't have to worry about food. Yeah. Left light on. Grr, fuck. Isn't he just growling through the phone?
I get to this in the car.
What's the craziest movie you've seen recently?
Thor. Yeah, it was just another superhero movie, though. You know, this one's like...
Crazy, I mean, like, psychologically crazy.
I'm done looking at that demon shit, man. All them symbols and shit. I ain't gotta see that shit.
I'm over it, yeah.
It's not even... You're not even trying no more. You're just putting, like, real scary shit.
You're pulling factual shit that's like, all right.
Like, that's real shit.
Mm-hmm. That's as real as it's gonna get.
Sometimes you need that, though, man. Sometimes you need that real shit.
Nah, but a story be lazy, though.
Yeah.
Like, if it goes in with a good story, then yeah. Mm-hmm. But they just, like... All right, nigga, let's make a scary movie. All right, real demon shit. Write it.
True.
I watched a lot of scary movies where homeboy don't even know he doing anything by bringing this water bottle to this here house. He goes to the house saying, fuck nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shit just activated.
You watching P-Valley, brother?
I am.
Oh, you are?
I am. It's a great show.
I know the ladies are on that shit.
P-Valley?
Yeah, P-Valley. It's a great show, man. I actually put my girl on it, too.
You?
Yeah, I put her on it.
That's not usually how it happens.
Yeah, I know. I heard on some podcasts.
I literally have no idea. I've never Googled this.
It's about, P-Valley is about, it's a strip club down south.
Yo.
Some people want to buy the strip club, but they don't want to sell the strip club. Mm. But they behind on rent and shit. Mm. And it just goes from there.
Oh, is it like Power? You're saying like the tone, like Empire?
Like the tone is Empire, like.
I will put it beside Power a little bit. Put it beside Power a little
I'm getting
bit.
Power vibes.
Yeah.
Like, or is this Fresh Prince of Bel Air, like this Respin?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Hey, you'd put it closer
I'll
to that?
I'll put it up those vibes, yeah.
Yo, I'm going to watch Snowfall, man.
I'm going to
check that shit out.
Yo, you know what you should watch, too?
Hey, man, don't do that.
I'm not going to pile it.
I'm curious.
The Power spinoffs are good. Like, Raising Kanan is the Power spinoff. That's 50's character. That's his backstory.
Yeah.
It's good. Like,
it's Kanan?
Yeah.
I thought it was Kanan.
It's Kanan.
Whoa.
When shit's going on, I can't really focus on the show. Like, Hell's Kitchen is just so easy to leave on in the background. I can go get sauces. I'm like, okay, Gordon's just yelling right now.
All you're missing is the insults.
Yeah, you know?
Cooking niggas up, bro. He's still be cooking on those shows, bro. The chefs.
Getting cooked up.
God damn.
You see Gordon getting cooked up?
Oh, yeah.
Nigga ran that cage.
Yeah.
What'd he say again?
Nigga ran that cage. Just say, yum, yum. I said, Gordon.
Yummy, yum, 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 yum. Which one's going in the oven first?
I wonder how he feels towards the situation, if he's going to apologize and shit.
I don't think he will. Nah, dog, you ain't got to do that.
Gordon?
What, the fucking goat?
Heard you.
Yeah.
Yo, he's good. The goat is different from himself. It's fun, though, because that's what it is, though. We're all doing it. So it's like, yo, who are we really mad at? Gordon or...
The vegetarians and cheese.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I get it. It's stupid, too.
You're rubbing it in. Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, to me, if I was his publicist, I'd be like, gee.
You don't need this one, dog.
Yeah, man. Let's delete the one.
Chris, on your camera while you're shooting that TikTok. I'd be the fucking manager myself. They're recording this shit. So I don't know about all that. Who's going first shit?
I keep laughing and acting like I'm recording. The phone's locked the whole time.
Oh, right. Where is he?
And it's funny because send a message. He's probably going to kiss his teeth and then turn off the light.
Yeah. What else can you do?
Then what?
I promise it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Cost 13 cents.
It costs nothing.
Probably not even that.
That man is different, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, man. He's comedy, man.
He's selective with the rules. He'll pick and choose. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He goes a la carte with the rich niggas. We go out to eat with him. It's like, yeah, we said that. We'll take care of his shit. Let's go out to dinner.
Yeah.
But you got it.
Bro, he's like, no. You guys get it. Yo, that guy is different, man.
I get it when we say, like, okay, we got it, but like, there's times where it's like sort of up in the air.
Yeah, really.
You know, he's just like, nah, not me, but. Like, he's going with a joke, but then it comes down, the machine comes, and he's still joking.
He's still like,
and then I'm still paying. Like, yeah. I guess
I'll see. The girl dropped the machine. I noticed the man move his hands towards us. I said, yo, you're going too far with this shit, man. Yeah. This is the same man he tried to temperature with.
Nah, Richie the legend, bro.
Bro, he still has more money than us.
I don't get it, bro. I don't get it. He picks and chooses when he wants to be like a dad type shit.
Yeah, but that's because he clocked out. He punched out, man. After 18, he punched out.
He 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he decided when he wanna clock back in type shit.
Yeah,
that's beautiful though, man. To even be able to do that. I know when I get there, I'm gonna cherish that moment.
Yeah, like, with my kids,
yeah. Because imagine, bro, you tell your kids, you go to dinner with your kids. I would expect you to pay as a dad. Like, you
know? Nah. I'm always paying.
Like, I'm gonna be like,
I'm always paying. Yeah, yes, I'm right.
I feel like to this day, I still,
I left the crib for Nova Scotia to say, yo, turn off the AC.
For you?
I mean, we're going back to the crib, right? Literally right now.
Yeah.
What do you mean, turn off the AC?
This guy's serious. First thing he asked me, I see him, how's the trip? Is the AC on? Bro, I swear, I can't make this up.
We got to get him back on another episode, man.
Bro, he wants to, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that episode was crazy.
Yeah, no, man.
This guy wants to do merch too, man.
Really?
Yeah, we're talking about getting the merch stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, we got to do a shirt. Wow. He wants to do an episode in a shirt.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
That's what he wants in, though. He wants a cut.
Yeah, of course. Duh. I do that.
Yo, the thing is, I wish I could, like, just go to a bunch of dealerships and try out every new car. Like, all right, any car that... Yeah, you can, but like,
down
you know,
your
like,
ass
they, you know, down your ass, they look you away, and then you gotta squabble out of there. Like, no, it's not gonna be easy getting out of there.
What?
I went to the dealership the other day and I was looking at these new Jeep Grand Cherokees.
Oh,
dog, diamond seats looking nice.
Man, you seeing them Broncos?
I'm
liking them Broncos.
Oh, yeah,
the
Broncos. Yeah, that's a beefy whip. I like that.
I'm liking those. I feel like the thing with the Broncos, like another. Like, us buying the Jeep was us, like, buying into, like, a very passionate community that we weren't that passionate about.
Yeah.
So we're getting the fucking hardcore Jeep questions as if we're in a forum.
Yeah.
I'm a dog. It was
brother
like this.
Yeah.
Brother, I bought it like this.
Yeah.
I tended the shit.
Oh, man. Yeah,
we talk about
facts.
That.
You know what I'm saying? Was the Jeep good on gas?
No, brother.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Damn.
No.
No.
In
good
the
downtown,
city,
though.
Yeah, so you're not really.
No, wait. In theory, it should. No, you're supposed to have better mileage on the highway.
Yeah,
not
really.
Fucking, yeah, bad. You get better mileage.
Oh,
on the
really?
Highway. Yeah, yeah. Stopping and going all that weight and shit, nigga. It's more efficient if you. You know what I mean?
In the city, put in eco mode. It wasn't that bad, but as soon as you get on the highway, it's just.
Bro, it's all brick on wheels. It's a brick. It's on, and all the wheels were bricks too.
Did it feel like that when you drove it? Like,
yeah. You're fighting with the elements.
Oh. Yeah.
The road, the fucking fight wind.
Damn.
And that was the last year before the very next year we. Wanted a Jeep for the longest time. Finally get a Jeep.
Yeah.
It's been the same year after year after year after year.
Yeah.
The next year.
The more luxurious Jeep Wrangler. check this out.
You guys ain't even gonna believe it.
Y'all niggas let me sign them papers, and you knew in the back of your mind they got the 18 coming up.
About to drop. That's
man,
crazy.
They dropped them shits with the new seats, man. Plus seats. Right. Now I'm looking at a Jeep commercial right now. Nigga plugging it in hybrid. Dog in the back, lady smiling at him.
So, damn, you got to get a dog in your commercial.
Yeah.
Listen, man, you know what time it is. It's been a swell episode, man. We got stand up, clean up, get to it, and go home. It's been a great episode, man. Everybody listening, man, I appreciate y'all. Everybody watching, I appreciate y'all. Make sure you get down with them buttons, man. Go ahead, hit that like, hit that subscribe, hit all them things. What else we got going on, man? Jump in the Discord, man. We getting locked in.
Merch coming soon, man. It's gonna be beautiful. RO merch coming soon, man. You know where we at. We in the Discord with it.
Yeah. Man, what's the goddamn...
Oh! By now, my mixtape is probably out, so go listen to the MG72.
Yeah! Hold on, Falco. Raise the roof.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Wait, why don't you go to IBM DBM?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.